Good Morning Football is a production of the NFL in partnership with iHeartRadio.
All right, it is Monday, back at it. Hope you had a great weekend. And we'll celebrate these here Good Morning Football headlines from NFL Network. The Super Bowl champs are doing everything in their power to win a second consecutive championship. They're returning all 22 starters from last season. And yesterday, quarterback Tom Brady updated us on his recovery from off-season knee surgery. The seven-time Super Bowl champ telling ESPN, quote, "I feel pretty good. I don't know if I could go this week, but we'll see how things play out." Tampa, of course, beating the Washington football team in the wild card round en route to their Super Bowl 55 championship. The football team started Taylor Heinicke that game. He's still on the roster, but Washington added veteran experience at the position in free agency, acquiring Ryan Fitzpatrick. They currently select 19th overall in the draft, which is just 10 days away. GM Martin Mayhew was asked if he's ruling out picking a young signal caller later this month.
It's a really good question and one that I won't answer. I mean, I won't get into that for strategic reasons, but we do feel very confident and comfortable with the quarterbacks on our roster right now. I'm excited about working with each and every one of those guys, and we'll see where it goes.
North Dakota State QB Trey Lance is holding his second pro day workout today, and both the Niners, who picked third, and Falcons at number four will be in attendance. San Francisco has already said they're drafting a quarterback, while Falcons GM Terry Fontenot recently saying that even with Matt Ryan, he likes to, quote, "stack good quarterbacks." Sunday, Clemson quarterback Trevor Lawrence tweeted out thanks to the Jaguars fans who sent him gifts via his online wedding registry. Lawrence, who is expected to go first overall to Jacksonville, wrote, quote, "Marissa and I will also be donating $20,000 to charities in Jacksonville. We hope to be a part of your community soon." No surprise here, NFL Network's Spucky Brooks has Lawrence ranked as the best QB entering this month's draft. As for running back, he has Alabama's Najee Harris as the top back in the collegiate ranks. Could he still be on the board when pick 24 rolls around? Well, that's where the Steelers presently sit, and a Pittsburgh Post-Gazette reports the Steelers want to draft the lead back in either round one or round two after having the worst rush offense in the league last season. Now, Bucky ranks former LSU star Jamar Chase as the number one receiver in this year's draft. Chase, joining Patrick Claibon on past two drafts, and spoke about his relationship with another former Tiger who has had NFL success, the Vikings' Justin Jefferson.
I actually talk to him a lot. Me and him are always on the phone. You know, he gave me the details of some stuff he go through at practice. You know, I'll talk to him about practicing and stuff like that, you know, how feeling is and stuff like that. So, you know, he always gives me some ideas.
Your pro day performance was spectacular. Looking back on it, how hard was it to prepare and stay at this level without playing season?
I'll just say it wasn't too hard. You know, my family and friends was making sure I was on the right pace, guiding me the correct way, you know. But it was all upon myself, making sure that I wanted to keep that work ethic and be great, you know. So that's all it came to.
Well, for a look ahead to the 2021 NFL Draft presented by Verizon and continued free agency 2021 news, make sure to download the Around the NFL podcast. Well, that'll do it for me. I hope you have a great week. I'm Will Sub, and those are your Good Morning Football headlines from NFL Network.